The younger generation call him by his musical alter ego, Mr. Biggs. But since the 1950s, when he and his siblings started a gospel quartet in Cincinnati, the voice of Ron Isley has been unmistakable. Powered by that voice, the Isley Brothers became one of the most influential and versatile bands in all of popular music.
Time is truly wasted.
The group has taken a number of forms over the last half century. Now, as the Isley Brothers featuring Ronald Isley, they have a new CD called Baby Making Music. The new album features collaborations with current hitmakers R. Kelly and Jermaine Dupri. The latest hit single, Just Came Here to Chill, echoes that classic Isley sound. Despite Ron Isley's continued musical success, his private life has been in turmoil lately. Last fall, he was convicted for failure to pay more than $3 million in federal income taxes. He's still waiting to be sentenced and could serve up to 26 years in prison. Isley declined to discuss the issues surrounding the case, but he's more eager to discuss the future of his music and his growing family.
Ron Isley, good to have you with us, man.
Glad to be here.
Let's talk about the new project, Ron, Baby Making Music. Now, some people are going to say, what took you so long to name a CD this, because you've been doing it for so long?
You're absolutely right, you know, but I'm still making music, and I'm still making babies. My wife is 5 weeks pregnant.
Oh, congratulations, Ron.
Yeah.
Ron, we've been real blessed over the course of the last year to have real legends on the program and talking about the library that they have built. When you look at the Isley Brothers library, do you see it in the same way that your fans do?
No, I don't. I think about the beginning, where we wanted to go. And now, you know, I want to make history. I want to, you know, I just want to carry it as far as I can carry it. You know, with the Fast Records, the It's Your Things and Who's That Lady and all that, we wanted to stay ahead of everybody, you know, and what they were doing and what kind of dances were out and that type of thing. But for this slow music, I guess you can say I love you a million different kind of ways, you know, and I'll say I love you in the way it feels for right then.
Ron, what's it been like for you to go from what was the Isley Brothers of the late 50s, early 60s, where you had all of your brothers performing, to really it's you and Ernie now?
Well, I think about my brothers every day. When I accomplish something great, it's like a celebration for the family, for my father and mother. It's like a total celebration.
Ron, we should note it is not easy, as you know, to keep a group together, family or otherwise. What's been the secret for you guys?
Love we have for each other, the respect that we have for each other, the dream that my father had and the dream that my mother had from the beginning. That's kept the Isley Brothers' name there. You know, I did records by myself, and I always will say the Isley Brothers and featuring Ronald. I won't try to deviate from the Isley Brothers, because that's what the family dream was all about.
The second single comes off with a magnificent collaboration that you've had with a young man that you've really taken under your wing, and that's R. Kelly. The marriage has been good for the two of you guys. Talk to us a little bit about working with him again and Blast Off.
Oh, you know, we really, really had fun. I took a few of their cuts out to his house, and then he said, come downstairs, I want you to listen to something. And we started working on Blast Off. He said, this is a song we gonna do together. This is where we are now in our career. We've had a lot of success together, and so definitely we wanted to make this a special thing, too.
Rocket love.
Oh, that's what you are to me.
Heal me up.
You help me reach my destiny. Lying here, counting down before we take our flight of fame.
Do you ever envision a day where you're not going to sing professionally, where you don't go on tour, where you don't go in the studio, or is that something that you want to do till you reach your end?
You're absolutely right. Same as Frank Sinatra. You know, it makes me feel good to sing, you know. I was put here to sing.
How am I worthy of love from an angel? Don't really matter if you choose not to answer. Hoping that what I reveal, you already know. And no, make me say it again, girl.
There's so many of us, Ron, that have been the beneficiary of you being put here to sing, my friend. And so many people looking forward to the new CD, Baby Making Music. And we appreciate not only your time today, but all of the great music you've given us over the years.
All right. God bless you.
Gotta tell you, baby, but you probably know.
That was the great Ron Isley. More R&B greats this week. The Queen of Ranch, Millie Jackson, joins us tomorrow. And songstress Tina Marie will be with us on Thursday to talk about her new CD and reflect on her friendship with the King of Funk, the late Rick James.